The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
I'm just so nervous about it being on the wrong mic.
I know,
because
that one time.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, if you hear us mouth breathing, it's because in the last week's episode, we were like, oh, we think we're getting sick, but probably not.
Yeah, we're fine.
But like, oh boy, did it run through our house.
Yeah.
And I was very sick all of last week, and I'm still just like on the tail end of it. And you are now.
Yeah, but like I had a flu shot, so I think I'm like... Yeah. Working through it.
Lightly.
More internally.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. I can't remember what I was looking up. I like analytics and stuff. And I was like, oh yeah, I can look on this thing to see like what our Apple reviews are.
Yeah.
And I found one. I mean, they're 99%. They're all so nice.
Yeah.
But we got our first bad one.
Is that what you're surprising me with?
But okay, I'm gonna start with the good one.
Okay.
So somebody from Canada, their username is just 1234567891, said, 5 stars, I'm in love. This is just the best podcast. These ladies are so fantastic. I'm grateful they decided to create this, and I'm always so excited for a new episode to come out.
Aw, thanks.
So that's so nice.
That is so nice.
But then,
yeah, go on.
The person, if they're listening, they're like, oh my God, is it mine? Okay, I had to scroll down. So it's from in the United States, someone named Jess.
Okay, how many stars did we get?
Just 3. And the title of it is We Do Not Care, in all caps. Okay. And it says, I can fast forward 5 to 10 minutes and y'all are still talking about random personal life stories we don't care about.
Okay.
So.
That's all it says?
Yeah. I don't know. I just like all wanted to read that to you because I read it and I was like, oh. Like, I mean, they're probably not going to fast forward. They're not going to hear this because they're already skipping.
Yeah, they're fast forwarding. And like, who's we? Her is there like a listen party happening?
They might have a listen party. I don't know.
Well, shout out.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing I like about podcasts is that handy dandy little jump 30 seconds ahead button. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I just use my thumb and I scrub, like, because I know that they're probably going to talk a bunch and I want to just get to the meat of it, you know?
The meat of it. They don't care about us.
Yeah. Like, there's a few true crime podcasts that I follow and they just like... promoting a tour, promoting a this, promoting a that. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You got to make your money. I respect that.
Yeah, Wyatt gets me. He listens to a sleep story podcast, and he gets me to hit the jump forward 30 seconds thrice.
Yeah.
Because there's like a whole bit in the beginning where she like talks about not the story.
Right.
And he's 10.
Yeah, so.
All right, well, sorry, Jess, but also yeah. I'm not sorry.
Like, so we're not going to change, but sorry. No.
Yeah.
I guess, because we're Canadian, we're polite like that.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to cancel the podcast.
One bad review.
But we got our first Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, now Jess is real pissed because we're just talking about our personal lives.
Yeah,
but great. We started both a Supercast and a Patreon. Both are subscription-based services. Uh-huh. They both will offer the same episodes, but maybe you like one platform over the other.
Yeah.
And so for a small monthly fee, you get access to bonus content that you're not going to find anywhere else.
Uh-huh. We do also... talk a little bit about our personal lives on those episodes too.
I was going to say the irony though is probably we talk the least about our personal lives.
Yeah.
On those.
Yeah.
So.
There you go.
Okay. Hit us up. Season 2, episode 4, the one that I have been waiting for. Possibly the one, this is the one where like the audio in that one little clip went viral on TikTok and that kind of triggered us to like start talking about Seventh Heaven and wanting to rewatch it. And then,
yeah, this is like where it all began.
Yeah. Not to get personal. Sorry.
Who knew? Season 2, episode 4. I kind of wished it was further in, actually.
I'm surprised it was so early.
Me too.
Very risky.
Okay. October 6th, 1997. Dad freaks out when he finds a joint in the house. And his trust from Matt may be lost.
Oh. Yeah.
So much happens in this episode.
I think we need to first...
I couldn't even take proper notes the way I normally do. Look how long God. They are. Like, I was getting lost. I'm like, where do I write this?
I just wrote almost the least amount of notes because I was like, I'm going to remember all this.
That's what I thought, too. But then... I knew we weren't going to record right after watching it like we do sometimes, and maybe I'm going to forget.
Yeah.
I got a foggy, cold brain.
You're not in your best shape.
Yeah.
So, okay, I think it is going to, we're going to kind of have to talk about this a little sequentially.
Yeah.
Because it is all revolved around this one singular joint.
Yep.
And.
He didn't even get any credit.
The joint. Featuring Steve, the joint. Oh boy, that cough.
His name would be Jay.
Okay, I don't know why I went to Steve, but that makes more sense. So Smoking I Jay. First want to just, I say we just wrap up Ruthie and Simon's disaster of a storyline.
Okay, Ruthie and Simon just needed a storyline, but they were like too young to have anything to do with the joint. Although it would have been funny
if it was Ruthie
that found it.
She's part of the gang, you know.
I know.
That's what gangs do. That's with that backwards hat.
They probably should have talked to her first.
Yes.
Thought it was her first. Yeah.
She should have started a drug ring in the house.
So it starts off, Simon is making some comment about how Ruthie's been wearing the same clothes for 3 days.
Yeah.
And then Annie says, yeah, the school even called me because they were concerned about what's her situation at home. Like,
I have a lot of feelings about this. So I guess that they have a family rule that if you are old enough to choose your own outfits, then you're old enough to do your own laundry.
Yeah, that's...
That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard.
Like, first of all, she's 6.
Like, that's what I'm saying. So grade 1, like, I remember letting a toddler, like, do you want this shirt or this shirt?
Yeah.
You're, like, teaching them about... autonomy and choice and but dressing like the rule the is if you're not going to wear the clothes that mom put out, you're doing your own laundry.
And then Annie didn't even offer to show her how to do the laundry. It's Simon that shows her.
Yeah, she's like, well, Simon, you better show her the laundry room.
And like, he's 11.
Yeah, but we've never seen this laundry room before.
No, we haven't.
And okay, this is very problematic, but Annie, you're a stay-at-home mom. Like, that is your career. I fully believe it is more than a full-time job. Mm-hmm. Like, why?
Yeah.
why aren't you doing the laundry?
Yeah, or showing Ruthie how to do the laundry.
Yeah.
But even still, she's six. Like, she still needs some, yeah. Yeah. Like, I just showed Wyatt how to do the laundry, but am I going to just send him down there and be like, hey, bud, figure it out.
Yeah.
Do you want to know the number one reason why I would never send him down to just put on the laundry himself? Because sitting right next to each other on our shelf is a giant, like, 6-liter Costco-sized jug of Sunlight
for
the, yeah, dish soap. And then right next to it is a giant 7-liter jug of Sunlight for the laundry machine. Yeah. And do you know what would happen?
Suds everywhere. If
he got those confused. I should actually write on them with Sharpie.
Laundry.
Laundry and dish.
Yeah.
Also, as somebody who parents a child, Wyatt wears the same jeans like for 5 days.
Yeah.
And the school never called me.
Yeah. But I think it was like her pajama shirt or something.
She like really loved this one shirt.
Right.
I don't know. So anyway. Kids wear the same stuff over and over again.
So Simon is going to show what?
She also says that she's been sleeping in it because then she's ready to go to the next day.
That's weird. But yeah. Kids are weird.
Yeah.
So Simon's showing her how to do laundry. You got to sort your colors. Mm-hmm. I don't sort colors.
Neither do I. Everything goes in. I'm so glad that you don't.
Because like we've never had a mishap.
No, like I think clothes these days.
That's what I'm saying. Like, was this a 90s and earlier thing?
I think so. Like whatever they were using to make things be red could bleed everywhere. But also, if you are... What's my stomach doing? Can you hear it?
Yeah, I think the whole world, Jess, can hear it. She's going to be pissed.
Sorry, Jess.
I'm like, do I mention it or are we just pushing through? It wants to be part of it.
Yeah, it does. So I think, like, if you've got your whites and you're washing them with your colors, it's going to make the white be less vibrant. But, like, everything I own is black. The only thing that I have that's white are my chef jackets.
And you wash them
separately. And I wash them separately so they don't get faded.
Yeah.
So I do actually separate. But, like...
You got to keep them separated.
Yeah. Hey. Like, our laundry is literally just black leggings and gray t-shirts.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, that's what we're wearing right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyways.
Yeah. So, I posted this clip on Instagram and TikTok because there's a scene where so she like gets everything in and he's like, well, now we got to add the soap. And she's like, well, how much do we add? And he's like, you just have to add a cup.
So also Annie has made doing laundry like super simple. Like she's, what's on my face?
Nothing.
You're like looking.
Oh my God. No. I'll only stare at your eyes. Creepy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So she's like made the laundry be super simple. So you know how you like turn the dial to where it needs to be? She's put a happy face sticker.
Yeah.
So you know. Also, we should note that Ruthie is out of clothes at this point and is wearing a bathing suit and cowboy boots.
Yeah. So cute. Like really great. Age appropriate. And so Simon says, we need to put in a cup of soap. And she's like, should I go to the kitchen for a cup? And he's like, no need. Let me show you this hack.
The trick of the trade.
The trick of the trade. He reaches into the laundry hamper beside them, pulls out his mother's bra, proceeds to take the scoop that's in the powder.
The scoop that equals one cup.
Yeah. Scoops it, fills the left bra cup. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you got to make sure it's mom's, though, or else it won't be enough.
Yeah.
Because implying his flat-chested sisters.
Boobs aren't big enough.
This is very problematic.
And then he dumps it in. So I have so many thoughts.
Tell me.
First of all, there's a scoop.
That's the scoop.
That's the scoop that you use. You do a scoop dump.
Yeah.
Also, I know it was the 90s, but powdered soap? It's so gritty, and if it doesn't mix properly,
yeah,
I don't like that. But maybe that's all you could buy back then. Also,
if you were a housewife in the 90s, write in and let us know.
My mom will tell us.
Oh,
was liquid laundry soap available in the 90s? or were you stuck using powder?
Okay.
Yeah. And then the like, okay. So was that laundry that he pulled that bra out of? Was that Annie's clean laundry or dirty laundry?
Hard to say.
Because if that was her clean laundry, like you're gonna get a rash. Because that soap is now in, like, ingrained in your bra
padding. The story that ends up on the cutting room floor was Annie and her breast rash.
Yes.
And the unexplained, she couldn't figure it out.
And, like, why even, like what, like, that wasn't even, it wasn't even funny. Like, why have that even in there? Like, you just scoop it.
Yeah. And was it discussed? Like, I want to know the actors, like, the director's vision for this, because he's like, okay, you're gonna grab this bra, and was he like, I am a 10-year-old child,
yeah,
I don't want to hold a bra.
Yeah. And like, even if the laundry soap didn't come with the appropriate scoop, I just think Annie would have another solution. She's like that guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like literally any other vessel.
Yeah. Like we have a measuring cup, one of our measuring cups in the dog food.
Yeah, because that's where it lives now, because we need to feed the dog one cup of food.
I'm going to start using your bra. I'm like, the only way I know.
Oh, man.
But I can't use mine because it would be too much.
Oh, God. Okay, so
it was so stupid.
Yeah, moving on.
Oh, but a red sock does end up in Ruthie's wash by accident, and all of her clothes turn pink, and she is tickled.
Yeah, pleased as punch.
Simon is pissed. Yeah. Oh, also, he told her never to open the lid of the washing machine, otherwise it will break your arm off.
Yeah, because that's what happens when you ask a 10-year-old to teach a 6-year-old how to do laundry.
Their arms get broken off.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just wrote, Ruthie washed a red sock with her whites. She's pumped. She was.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I also think we need to introduce the newest character.
Rod. I looked him up. He's done nothing but voice work since.
Like, I'm not surprised.
No. So, okay. So Lucy, like, wants to go out with this guy named Rod. And she's been burning incense in their bedroom. First of all, don't ever, kids, if you're listening, don't light anything in your room, ever.
Yeah.
She's got a braid, one single braid in her hair, and it's got like a black ribbon.
It's because he's an artist and she's trying to impress him.
And then she's wearing all black, which we'll get into in a minute about her.
So Rod, he's 14, he's very mature.
Yeah.
And she wants to have him over. And she makes a comment. She says, I know I'm not allowed to date yet.
But, like, wasn't she dating Jimmy Moon?
Yes. But I wonder if, like, the fallout from that, if she was so off her rocker mourning the loss of that relationship, that they were like,
all summer.
Yeah, you can't do this anymore.
Yeah, you actually aren't mature enough.
Yeah. So just to get to know him, just as a friend, she wants him to come over.
Yeah.
He comes over.
He drives a moped. So, like, this is the, he's the equivalent of a boy on a motorcycle, but he's he's 14. So it's not a motorcycle, it's a moped.
And he's got this, like, moppy hair.
What we now would call these days hockey hair.
That's true. And, like, a shirt, a tie-dye shirt, like a Rastafarian,
like, I was print. So into reggae music in the late 90s. I don't know why. But it was like my jam. I have a
like were you smoking a lot of weed?
No, I wasn't smoking any weed.
Okay.
I just resonated with it when I saw it. So he's got his own, he's got his tie-dye shirt that he made himself.
Yeah.
His shaggy hair. He's got one of those gross 14-year-old mustaches.
Ugh, like not quite there.
Simon's not allowed to, or Simon. I was thinking, Simon's not allowed to have one of those, but also Wyatt is not allowed to have one of those.
I know, but we live in a world where, like, self-expression.
Yeah.
But, and so when he gets to the house, he, like, throws his arm around Lucy, and he's like, hey, babe. And
Oh, and Lucy's got a ton of eye makeup on.
Oh, yeah. Blue and like a blue glossy like lip gloss.
Yeah. And then blue and then the black. Mm-hmm. And what does she say to her dad? That
there's no age limit on.
Yeah, there's no age limit on.
Or minimum age for eyeshadow.
Yeah.
Because Eric's like, that might be a little much.
Yeah.
Or you might be a little young.
Right. And she says, oh, Dad, there's no age limit on eyeshadow.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
And Eric's like, hi, I'm the dad. And he's like, cool. Like, he's just like.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And Eric asks right before he gets there, well, we don't know him very much. And then he says, did you catch this? Does he have both parents around?
Yeah.
And do they go to church?
Yeah.
I would like to point out that you can just have one parent around and maybe that's better. And you will still grow up to be a contributing member of society.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only had one parent around.
And you turned out okay.
I turned out okay.
You didn't go to church often, though.
I never went to church.
You went to church when you slept over at Hillary's.
I did. I went to church like twice in my life.
So?
And then like weddings and funerals.
Yeah.
But.
And like case in point, I did have both parents around, but also didn't go to church. But like.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
So. Okay. We gotta.
Okay. So he pulls up in the moped. He's got long hair, a Rasta shirt, a mustache, and he's vegetarian.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Obviously.
And they had meatloaf that night.
Yeah. But how was Annie supposed to know?
How was he supposed to know? Oh, yeah. And then Eric or somebody says, nice mustache. And he says, thanks. It took me 14 years to grow it.
Yeah.
Okay. So then do you want to just wrap up Rod?
Rod's just around. I think he's going to be her new boyfriend.
Yeah, I did see him in a further along.
Yeah,
So there's a incident that happens with a joint, and all the boys got to leave the house, and they're going to have a family meeting. So Eric and Annie kick out Rod and Wilson, who's there.
Right. I was about to call him Willis.
I always want to call him Winston.
Oh.
And so on Rod's way out the door, Eric says, like, do you smoke weed or something like that?
Yeah.
And he says, I would never smoke pot. I hear it lowers your sperm count. Ooh. And he walks out.
Like, dude, gross. You're gross.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need to go back to the beginning now that we're focusing on the joint. Mm-hmm. Matt is... at school, his buddy Mitch is like, hey, dude, like, you should come party with us this weekend. It's going to be so-and-so's parents are out of town. And just like, ugh.
Yeah. And Eric's like, well, I'm missing Heather.
Or Matt.
Oh, what'd I call him?
Eric.
Oh.
And he's like, okay, dude, like, sorry, I know these long-distance relationships are so hard.
Yeah.
But, hey, listen, if you know, want to hang out, let us know. And then he said, and, you know, here's a little...
something to get you through the weekend or something. Or get you through the hard times.
Yeah.
And he, like, slips a joint into his hand.
Yeah.
In the halls.
First of all, I don't think any kids are handing out free drugs. He would have had to pay money for that.
I know. I saw a super... we just had Halloween, and I saw a super funny meme that was like... I can't believe no edibles showed up in my kids' Halloween candy.
Yeah, everybody like, warns us that everybody, there's going to be...
no one's giving out drugs.
No.
You know how expensive drugs are? No one has any money.
Yeah. No. We're keeping those to ourselves.
Yeah. But I do say that to my kids. I'll be like, oh, I need to try this. Make sure it's not poison. And they're like, whatever, Mom.
Yeah. Classic. So we know that Matt puts the joint in his front breast pocket.
Breast pocket.
And then all the kids come home from school and Happy is sitting at the door being the goodest girl ever.
Not barking like our hooligans.
My God. Every time we come home, you'd think we're being murdered.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And our windows are all covered in nose prints.
Yeah. So Matt bends down to pet Happy and doesn't notice the joint falls out of his pocket. He gets up and leaves. Happy looks at the joint, picks it up like a cigarette.
And the dog is sitting there with it sticking out of its mouth.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And then I guess just holds it in her mouth until Eric gets home?
I think so. Like, she needs a light is what I gather.
Yeah. She's but... like, these kids, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Eric comes home and he goes to pet Happy, and Happy like spits the joint into his hand. It's still perfectly dry.
Oh, yeah. Could you, like, if any of our dogs had the joint,
yeah,
it would just be slobbered and gross and they'd be high.
Yeah.
Like, it's not great.
And we'd be disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, right away, Eric is pissed. He comes into the kitchen, and Annie is with Lucy, Mary, and Matt.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, hanging out. And
they're talking about what they're going to do that night.
Mm-hmm. It's Matt's, a Friday night.
Matt's going to stay home, and the girls want
their boys to come
Wilson
over.
And Rod to come over.
Rodney. And but you can see Eric like looking around at all the kids, and like all of them are displaying signs that they
of being high on weed.
Yeah, like Mary has these like red, like bloodshot eyes from the incense that Lucy's burning.
She's having an allergic reaction.
But she's like, oh, my eyes. And she's like putting eye drops in. And then Matt's just like mowing down on some cookies and milk. Like he's got the munchies. And I don't know if Lucy's doing anything.
No. Well, she's just talking about her like Rastafarian boyfriend coming over.
Yes. Yeah. The artist. Yeah. So Eric right away is like, one of my kids is doing drugs.
So I'm trying to find the spot where, okay. So they say nobody's allowed to have anybody over. Everybody's got to stay in.
Yeah.
And Annie and Eric end up in the bedroom, and
because Eric's like, Annie, I need to talk to you.
And he's like holding this joint and he's like, somebody brought drugs into our house. And he's like, I'm sure it was Matt. And Annie's like, you always think that it's Matt. Like, maybe it's not. Excuse me. And what does he say? He's going to interrogate.
Yeah. He's like, we need to interrogate all the kids individually. Sorry. And Annie's like, are you sure it's weed? And he's like holding it up and she leans in and like sniffs it as if
she missed it.
Yeah. And she's like, yep, that's it.
That's it.
So he gives it to her. She hides it frantically. She's so scared. She hides it in her scarf drawer.
Yeah.
We learn later it's a scarf drawer.
Yeah. It's like her top dresser drawer.
Yeah.
So now it's Eric's mission in life to interrogate. And so he says, you know what? Actually, let's have the girls have their boyfriends over. He says, I'm going to casually talk with them and with Wilson and Rod.
Yeah.
And he hides it in the drawer.
When does she do her confession?
After.
Okay.
So then we cut to Lucy and Mary. Lucy and Mary, and they get told, okay, you can't have your boyfriends over. And Lucy's like, okay, well, I got to find a pop of color because I'm just wearing black for Rod.
Yeah.
And so they're going to dig through Annie's drawer to find a scarf to go with her outfit. And Mary does say we shouldn't be digging through mom's drawers. And she's like, well, that was when we were kids. This is different now. No, it's not. Get out of your mom's bedroom.
Yeah. It's called boundaries.
So Lucy's digging around in the drawer, and lo and behold, she finds this joint and she just holds it up. Mom and dad are smoking pot.
Yeah. And it is decided between Mary and Lucy that, and it, I think Mary at one point is like, well, Mom is happy all the time.
Yeah. Something about Mom so happy being a housewife all the time. This would explain.
Yeah.
Like the only way. I said, oh, must be tough being a minister's wife. It's why she's always happy and baking stuff.
Yeah.
Like fair.
Yeah, that's incredible.
So, but they take the joint from Annie and Eric's bedroom into their own bedroom and have this conversation.
And then say, we better put it back before Mom realizes.
Yes.
Because they now think it is Annie's joint.
But at the same moment, Matt sees the two girls talking about the joint. And now he knows that the joint's been found. And that the parents know and everyone knows. And he's like, oh, shit, I got to get out of here. So he calls Mitch and he's like, bro, come get me.
Well, he leaves a message. He's like, hey, where are you guys? I do want to come out tonight. Come pick me up.
So, and they're not getting back to him, not getting back to him. Rod and Wilson show up. And Eric confronts Wilson. And Wilson's like, no, I don't smoke drugs. I don't do drugs. And then he says, my dad drug tests me.
Yeah. And Mary's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. And you don't need to give my dad any ideas.
Yeah. And she's like, he doesn't trust you. And he's like, well, after I became a teen father, I kind of blew it on the trust.
Look, I get that. But like, you drug test, like, that seems extreme.
That's a little much. Yeah.
Like, what is he, a podiatrist?
Yeah.
So when does Annie confess? Oh, let's talk about Simon for a second. So Eric then goes and finds Simon because he's going to talk to each kid individually about drugs.
Yeah.
So when he's talking to Lucy about doing drugs is when he says she's too old for the eye makeup. And then he confronts Wilson and Mary. And then he goes and finds Simon. And says, oh, you're in junior high now. You must be learning about drug abuse at school.
Yeah.
And he says something about, like, would you ever do drugs? And, like, Simon, this is so inappropriate. Like.
Yeah.
So Simon says, junkies just lay in alleys with needles sticking out of their arms and drooling.
Yeah.
And
he's why like, would why he would anyone want to do drugs? And so Eric's like, good.
Smoking weed is not the same as doing meth.
Yeah, or heroin or...
But also Simon. Like, I get it. He's only 11 or whatever.
Yeah. So then Annie decides she's going to talk to Matt before Eric does.
Yes. And at the same time, Mary and Lucy are going to talk to Eric because he's looking for matches at one point. And Mary and Lucy and Eric end up interrogating each other.
Yeah.
And he says, they tell Eric to spend more time with their mom. And it must be tough being a wife. Yeah. Because they think she's the only one smoking
weed.
Oh,
my God.
So then Annie goes to find Matt.
Yeah. And Matt's playing basketball and she's like, I need to talk to you, Matt. And...
Oh, but she tells Eric first, doesn't she?
Yeah. So I think maybe it is closer to the beginning.
Yeah.
That Annie confesses to Eric, says, I smoked pot once.
I want you to know that I've smoked pot.
And Eric is pissed. Oh my
God, he can't even.
Like, he makes it sound like had he known.
They would have never got even
they
married.
They wouldn't have gotten married. Mm-mm. And he's like, and you're telling me now after how many years of marriage? And she's like, it always just seemed like I should tell you. But then, you know, then it became such a long time. And then I thought we'd never have to talk about it. And now we're faced with our kids doing drugs. And, you know, and he's so upset. He's appalled.
He's so upset. But he's like, it's one of those, like, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But we need to address the problem at hand. But also, I'm pissed about you.
But like, I don't know. Like, I can't get mad at you for doing something in your youth that doesn't affect me.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I guess maybe if I had, like, murdered someone.
Sure.
Or something. Yeah. But, yeah. Like, I don't know. I guess values. But.
Yeah.
It's a bit much.
So.
And Annie says that Matt's 17. They can't make decisions for him anymore.
Yeah.
But Eric says, yes, they can. I don't know.
So Annie thinks, I need to talk to my son. So she goes outside and she's like, you know, I just want you to know that, you know, if you're doing drugs, like, you shouldn't, and you can come to us. And she doesn't even let him get a word in.
No.
And she said, you know, I smoked pot, and when I was just a little older than you, and me and my friend Rachel, who we think, we have to go back and look, we should have looked, isn't Rachel the one who...
like, groomed him?
Came back and, like, was, like, going to sexually assault him?
Yes. I'm sure.
Like, a few episodes ago?
I'm sure it's Rachel.
So, and she's like, you know, and Rachel's boyfriend was smoking weed, and then he drove and he died, and I've always just felt like a little responsible.
And that was the last time she ever smoked.
And she, what did she say? We were half out of our minds.
Yeah. They showed up and there was this dead kid on the ground and they were half out of their minds. And that was the last time she ever smoked. And then she says, your dad and I never want to accuse.
And then that says...
Sounds like I'm already guilty.
Yeah.
Like, you never even let him get a word in, Annie.
No. Yeah. So then everything's, like, coming to a boiling point.
Yeah.
And finally, Eric says, okay, Rod and Wilson, you gotta go. Ruthie, you go upstairs, get ready for bed. Go put your laundry away.
Pink laundry.
And he sits all the kids down. And
Simon has no idea what's going on at this point.
No, he's just teaching about laundry and his mom's bras.
Mary and Lucy think Annie's a pothead.
Yeah.
Matt is, like, just sweating.
Yeah.
And Eric is pissed.
Yes. And it happens. He says,
so they're going to call a family meeting. And then Eric says, I found marijuana in the house. And then Lucy cuts him off and is like, well, Dad, Mom had a joint in her drawer.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you mean this joint?
And they're all like, gas.
Yeah. It's only been one joint, Lucy.
One single joint. And, like, all the kids are looking at each other like, whose is it? It's not ours. Yeah. Like, whatever. And then does Matt say...
He just, like, he kind of is, like, curled up and he just says, it's mine.
Right.
And Simon immediately is pissed. Like,
because his brother's a loser junkie now.
His big brother let him down. He looked up to him.
And he's like, are you kidding me? And then he runs upstairs and Eric just, like, loses it. And he says, like, why would you be so stupid, you know, bringing this in? And what if the other kids got it?
And then he says, is this why you've never held down a job?
Like,
whoa.
Come on.
So then Matt gets pissed and stands up and throws Annie under the bus. And he's like, well, why don't you talk to Mom about it?
Throws Rachel in his face.
Yeah. And, like, Eric doesn't know that Annie has talked to Matt about it.
Yeah.
So then Matt, at that exact moment, we hear Mitch outside. Beep, beep,
beep, beep.
Pulled up. So Matt takes off.
And he's like, you're not leaving. And he's like, yes, I am not staying here.
And then that, like, classic TV where, ugh, like, somebody runs out the door and then the person chasing them, the door slams behind them and they just, like, collapse against the door, spin around.
Oh, the way he spun around and his, like, receding hair just, like, flipped.
Yep.
And he's just, like, eyes closed, defeated.
Buries his head in his hands.
Yeah.
So then Eric and Annie are fighting, like yelling, fighting.
Yeah. And Eric's like, I can't believe you told Matt that you used to smoke pot. And he's like, he said, we don't tell them about our sexual history. What were you thinking?
Yeah. We don't have to tell our kids everything.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And Annie's like, you're right. But, like, also I was just trying to, like, be on the same level as him. But, like, he didn't actually ever smoke it, guys.
No. And nobody ever gave him a second chance to even say anything.
So he ends up almost, like, if foreshadowing, he's, like, in a car.
Yes.
But he makes them pull over right away.
And his friends are, like, it looks like maybe drinking and driving.
Yeah.
And Matt's like, stop the car. And he jumps out of the back of the convertible. And they're like, okay, man. And so then he just takes off walking.
Yeah. And I wish we could do a live poll. Where does everyone think he ends up?
I mean, I did think he was going to end up at Heather's mom's house.
I thought the same thing. It looked like her street, but then I also was like, maybe they only got the rights to, like, film on this one street.
That's it.
So it's just going to always be the same fronts.
Yeah.
No, he goes to the church.
Yeah, Matt ends up at church. Annie and Eric go for a drive and start looking for him. No, I don't even think they're looking for him necessarily, but they end up at church.
They're going to, like, go out and just, like... They need a minute.
They need to pray.
Yeah. So then, yeah, Eric's like, oh, is it okay that we came here? Like, this is just where I want to be.
Yeah. And Annie's like, of course.
Yeah.
And then they walk into the
main church area. What do you call that?
If the entire church is a church, what's the main area?
Like where the pews are?
Yeah.
Pew, pew.
The pew room.
Not the
like
front.
Like with the altar.
Yeah. The altar room?
I don't know.
Like the main church area.
Yeah.
So the big part.
Yeah. The part with the big cross.
We didn't go to church, guys. Is it obvious?
So Matt is on his knees, hands folded, praying and talking to God.
And he's saying, like, I didn't even smoke it. No one will even listen to me. Like, I didn't even know what I was going to do with it, but I didn't smoke it, and I don't know.
And now no one will let me. No one will even listen to me.
The trust. How are we going to get this trust back?
Yeah, and he's crying.
But Matt and Eric, sorry, my God. Eric and Annie are behind him, and they hear this.
Yeah. And then Annie says, Matt. And he, like, turns around, and then they all three of them hug. And Eric says, come home, Matt.
I put it in quotes. It's the last thing I wrote.
Like, you guys, it's been 20 minutes.
Yeah.
He just left.
Like, they're acting like he's been missing for days.
For days. And he's out on the streets doing drugs.
Yeah.
Dealing in alleys like that other kid in the khakis.
Yeah.
Like, this is very different.
Matt, just come home.
Just come home.
We'll get through this. Like, he wasn't gonna come home. Where's he gonna go?
Yeah.
So, but now weed is legal.
Yeah.
At least, like, where we are.
Like, we're in Canada, and they're like, you just go into the most beautiful store. It's so clean and bright and, like, welcoming. And there are just rows and rows of, like,
drinks, vapes, pre-rolled joints,
pre-rolled buds,
chocolate,
oils,
gummies.
Like, you just go in and the most friendly staff are like, how can I help you?
Yeah.
And you just tell them, like, what you're in the mood for.
Yep.
I'm always like, you know, I don't want to fall asleep. I want to have a good time.
And it's so cheap.
It's so cheap.
We can get high, both of us, for $5.
Yeah.
$2.50 each.
Yeah.
And I'm not hungover the next day. It's pretty great, actually.
Yeah.
And we
almost should have been high now.
I know. We wish that we had watched it high, and then maybe, I don't know, we've tried to record high, though. It was not great.
No.
You guys don't want that. No. Jessica doesn't want that.
No. No, Jess.
Jess.
We don't even know Jess's gender.
Apologies. They don't want that.
So, I just think, like, if I found a joint... If I found something in the house and I suspected your children, like, I would just be like, hey, what's up? What's this about?
Yeah, I wouldn't, like, like, host an interrogation for the whole evening.
Yeah.
There would have been a family meeting in that moment. Guys, you almost killed the dog.
I was honestly more concerned. I was like, is anyone going to address the fact that if Happy ingested that?
I know. Eric was like, what if one of the kids found it? Like, the dog found it.
The dog had it in her mouth.
She could have just died.
The other kids would have just had a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, imagine Ruthie high. Oh, God. Imagine Simon high.
No. Or Lucy.
Or Lucy. She would just cry.
I think Mary and Matt.
They'd be cool.
They'd be cool. I think Annie would be super cool.
Yeah.
I think Eric would be annoying.
Eric would be paranoid.
Yeah.
He would be like, oh my God, Jesus.
Oh my God, Jesus. That's what he would do.
I think that Mary would, like, she would get, like, Lucy. I think no matter how much weed Lucy smokes, whether it's a tiny, tiny bit or a whole bunch, she's greening out either way.
Yeah.
And crying.
100%.
And then and she calls Jimmy Moon and makes a fool of herself. Oh, and or Ashley.
Yeah.
Simon is like, Simon would be like Wyatt High. He'd just be like about the Pittsburgh Penguins and the moon and the planets and...
Like, to be clear, Wyatt's never been high.
No.
He is also 10.
Yes. But I think that they give off the same energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, it would just be like information overload.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ruthie would just like be prancing around in her cowboy boots. I don't know. But like everyone I know smokes weed now.
Or like, I don't even, well, I can't smoke it. I have asthma. But
yeah.
Like.
Eat it. Yeah. We don't smoke it actually at all. We eat it.
I did have a drink once and it was supposed to be like a grapefruit soda.
Okay.
And it. The only way I can describe it is if you were to, like, take a grapefruit, peel it, and then, or only half peel it, but then roll it around in some dirt.
Like the wet part? Like, drive it around in the...
Yeah. Or maybe like where...
an ashtray where a joint has been tapped out?
Yeah. And, like, kind of in a way, in an area that a skunk has recently sprayed. And then blended it with the bitter rind, is that what you call it? Like, yeah, the skin. And the... It wasn't good.
Wasn't good?
I got high, but it was work.
And like, that's a big drink. They're tall cans.
Yes.
Yeah. I like, cause even some of the chocolate or the gummies that we have tried, sometimes they're like this, just this delicious chocolate or this delicious gummy and you don't even know. And other times like you swallow it and you just like have this whole taste. It's like you chewed on a joint in your mouth.
Happy at a joint in your
mouth. Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know. Okay, next week we're on episode 5.
Yeah.
Hit us up with the synopsis.
All right, it's called Says Who. Simon's experiment with mind control backfires when Matt turns the tables and convinces him that he's shrinking.
I already hate this episode. I think it's going to be stupid.
I think so. I think they haven't had enough Simon content.
Yeah. Simon's agent was like, hey, last week you had him holding his mom's bra. We're going to need to step things up a bit.
Yeah, he needs to be main character. I wonder what year, I'm just going to look it up quick, that Honey, I Shrunk the Kids came out. I feel like it was way before this.
Oh, the movie.
The movie. Oh, 1989. Oh, my
wow.
God.
Wow.
Oh, I loved that movie so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I did read the synopsis of like the rest of the season and it gets real good.
I'm very excited.
Me too. I think we get to see Rod again. So
God bless you, Rod.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a great night.
Yeah, you too.
I won't say another thing.
About your personal life?
Yeah.
But what? Where can the people find us?
Oh, right. Yeah. If you want to find us, you can look us up on TikTok and Instagram at Seventh Heaven, a Lesbian Recap. And then if you want some exclusive bonus episodes, you can either go to supercast.com or patreon.com and look up a Lesbian Recap. So we took out the Seventh Heaven part because we want to be open
to doing whatever we want.
Whatever the heck we want.
Maybe even our own personal lives.
Don't even.
And this episode, we recorded a bunch of clips from it because there was some doozies. So
a lot of doozies.
Keep your eye on the TikToks.
Yeah. And the Instagrams, the reels.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a Lesbian Recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
So find us anywhere you get your podcasts at Seventh Heaven, a Lesbian Recap.